This is Peace Talk, your place to find hope, get help, and discover peace. I'm Larry Woods, your host. Glad you stuck with us through the break, or if you're just joining us, glad to have you as a part of Peace Talk today. Our guest is Bob Bardwell, and Bob is telling us the story of how a tragic accident 40 years ago put him in a wheelchair. But from that point, God has opened up doors of ministry for him to not only just encourage people by his very life, but to actively engage in ways that are building people's lives. So, Bob, let's pick it up right there. God has opened doors for you. Tell our audience that even though you started from a tragic accident, God has done marvelous things in your life over the 40 years.
Thanks, Larry. It's nice to be on your program. You know, one thing I tell people now, they'll say, the greatest handicap I have now, it's the same one I had before my accident. What? I say, yeah, it's from the neck up. You know, attitudes, I can't and I won't and God can't use me and I'm too busy and let someone else do it. So I tell people I'm working on that. But that's probably most of our challenges we have. Yeah, we were talking about encouragement there, just mentioning that, you know, the way to tell if people need encouragement, if they're breathing, we all need encouragement. How do you encourage people? Well, of course, there's dozens of ways to encourage people. It could be a smile. You know, it could be a prayer, it could be an email, it could be a helping hand, it could be a song, it might be a listening ear. There's many ways to encourage people. It's just uplifting people that you see that have a need or that are just around you. And I try to get up each day and say, Lord, you know, help me not to go through this day without encouraging someone. And I might not even know it, but just look for the opportunity to smile people and be kind because everybody faces challenges. And that's one of the things that that kind of helps me. Yeah, well, the ministry that God's raised up here then since my accident here in southern Minnesota, we're just 10 minutes out of Rochester here, the clinic here. But we started the youth ranch here back 40 years ago called Ironwood Springs Christian Ranch. And out of that camp now, we started back those years, we've got a Miracle Lodge, which we built here about 5 years ago. And in fact, I encourage your listeners to peek at our website. It's miraclelodge.com, and that's our website. But we opened up this lodge. I had a passion to help people with disabilities, of course. And so 27 years ago, we started what's called the National Wheelchair Sports Camp back in 86, I believe it was. And, you know, we've had well over 1,000 kids from all over the country and several foreign countries attend camp here every June. Again, that's the name of the camp. We had kids from 13 states this last year. And by the way, this camp is to encourage, give them hope, to bring Christ in their life as we can, and help meet other people and just make a difference in their life.
Well, at that point, tell us if someone's listening here who has a disabled child or knows a young mm-hmm. person that's disabled, how could they tell them how they could get in touch with you and participate?
Well,
I'll
tell you what,
program.
Just look at miraclelodge.com. That is our website. You can contact me. My phone numbers are on there. It's every June. And we got kids of age 10 cleared up to adult that come in from all over. And, in fact, you can even watch the video on there on miraclelodge.com of their disability camp. And so I encourage people to look at that and see if it's the right thing for their child, maybe a neighbor. And it's quite life-changing, Larry.
Now, you've also opened up a new ministry, and that is to servicemen and their families. What do you do there?
Okay, yes, I'm not a veteran, but certainly care about veterans. And about 6 years ago, a colonel up in Minneapolis came down to the Miracle Lodge and looked at it at Colonel Chaplain Morris, and he said, you know, Bob, I want to start a faith-based weekend retreat called Operation Welcome Home for all these returning soldiers from around the Midwest and the country. And so 5 years ago now, we opened up the Miracle Lodge. It's all free of charge to soldiers and their families. We do one for Gold Star families. They've had a child killed in the military. We do one for the children. We do a turkey hunt for wounded warriors in May. So actually this year, in 2013, we have 7 free weekends for military families coming in. In fact, our next one's about 2 weeks out. And so it's a ministry we never even dreamed about, never knew what ever happened. And here God's using the ranch here in this Miracle Lodge to be a blessing to these military families when they come here. And, it's like a lot of things. When they get here, it's pretty amazing weekends.
How
that we put on for the military.
Do they access that through the Miracle Lodge website, too,
if they know
someone?
Yeah, Miracle Lodge website. You know, they can find it all there, and I can send out flyers, brochures, emails. But it's called Operation Welcome Home, and it's not just for returning soldiers now. But, in fact, we got a room in the Miracle Lodge. It's called the Pentagon. The soldiers named it. And any soldier can call us up and traveling through or something and say, hey, you got a spot in that Pentagon. And the soldiers can stay here and be a part of our ministry and stick around a bit. So that's a ministry that we never even dreamed of probably 5 years ago. But God's got that going on now in our lives here.
So, you know, from all outward appearances, if somebody came to you and they just watched you go through a day, they'd see this enthusiastic guy, I mean, really rah-rah, pushing and encouraging. But what fuels that in your inner life? What keeps you going from the inside out on those things?
You know, that's right. I have to decide that every day. Probably what does is people. I love being out with people. When I speak at schools or organizations or see people, they go, Bob, where do you get inspiration? I say, you know, I get it from you. I see your life and your smile. Or your disability is greater than mine. And basically, I guess there's an Old Testament verse, too, that pops into my mind once in a while. It says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, I have discouragement. Things here at the ranch, you know, they fall apart like any place. And things happen around here. We're on planet Earth, you know. But I guess patience. We were feeling really down here the other day. We were behind getting some roof shingled, and winter's coming to Minnesota, and we didn't know what to do, all these things. And next thing you know, I get a phone call from Troy from Sentence to Serve, and people just seem to keep coming, not in my time, but in God's time. So I encourage people to be patient. You know, give God another day and give your life another day. Don't be too quick to judge things and just write them off. And the last little thing I can share is, well, I got a couple little short poems that I'll share with. One is called Do Your Best. It goes like this. It says, just do your best with what you've got. And though it's a little or if it's a lot, you'll know in your heart when each day is through, you did everything that's expected of you. Just do your best. And so when I get up in the morning, as I mentioned, I don't know how I'm going to face the day. I don't know who I'm going to talk to. I'm like everybody else. I mean, I'm like you, Larry. I work with people. And when you work with people, you try to be on plan A, but usually you're on plan B because it's just the way it is. And I would say my injury, you know, has taught me these things. And you don't have to be injured like I do, no, but it's often, as you know, it's through trials and adversity that we learn the most, if we're willing to. And my injuries taught me, you know, to look to the future. My injuries taught me that, you know, life is pretty fragile. And in fact, it's pretty short, too. So what you have today, you might not have tomorrow. And so just keep some of these things in mind and take the day more as a gift from God that he's given you this day now to have another day. And yeah, yes, it may be gloomy today, but, you know, there may be more joy coming in the future. And so where do I get my energy from? Well, I guess I get up in the morning. I'm tired like everybody else at night and get up in the morning. And I always check in for service. I say, well, Lord, here's my hands and my wheels now, you know, and I'm checking in for service today. And I don't know where I'm going to go or what I'm going to accomplish, but help me to be useful and not waste a bunch of time and be fruitful in my life. And I guess that's what I do. And not everybody maybe goes that path, but everybody's got a heart, and everybody makes decisions, and everybody's got trials and challenges. In fact, Larry, are you ready for this one? When the challenges you have go away, you get new ones. So you know, life's full of challenges.
Well, one of the persistent themes on Peace Talk that comes up from many of our guests, and the reality of it is, your limitations are obvious. You know, you're in a wheelchair, and we think that's limiting. But the fact of the matter is, even Jesus was limited. He kept himself to what the Father gave him. And as he said at the end, I just gathered who you gave me. I haven't lost any, but I just did that. And that all of us live with those limitations, don't we? And the point is, understand those limitations and understand that, then that then defines your field of mission.
Yep, that's true. I guess I could do a last little, you know, I've written a book, you know. Didn't I send you one?
No, you did not.
I didn't?
No.
Well, I wrote a book. It's called The Marathons of Life, and it's called Tragedy, Faith, and Courage. And I wrote it to give heart to people who seemingly lost their purpose and healing for those who are starting over and hope and grace. I didn't send you a copy of my book. Well, I got to get one in the mail to you. So.
Well, I guarantee you I'll read it. I'll read it with enthusiasm. We're down to the last minute, Bob, and so this is your last chance to talk for right now to the Peace Talk audience. What would you say to them? What would you say to them?
And then I'll get you. Have to get your address. Well, it's called A Bag of Tools. Here's what it says. Isn't it strange that princes and kings and clowns with capers and sawdust rings and common folks like you and me are builders for eternity? To each is given a bag of tools, a shapeless mass, and a book of rules. And every one must make ere life is flowing a stumbling block or a stepping stone. And it's my goal each day to make my life a stepping stone. I mean, that's just what I try to accomplish. So.
And that, of course, you've already said, is a matter of choice, isn't it? It's,
yes, it is.
It's a matter of deciding that what is does not necessarily have to be.
There you go.
And
that's true.
And that you can sit around and feel like that God or world or whatever it is has dealt you a bad hand. And there are many people in the world who I think would encourage you in those thoughts. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That we have a culture that is creating victims right and left.
No one's got as bad as I do, yeah.
And so what you're saying is you don't have to live that way, and you certainly don't have to be the victim of whatever it is. And in fact, you've understood that this was, you had a plan until God changed your plan, right? And now
discovered, yes, I did.
You discovered not that he had no plans after that. He just had a different plan for Bob Bardwell than Bob had when he went to work that morning.
There's
an ad on television right now playing that's saying, you know, today is the day before, that something's going to happen tomorrow, and today's the day before. And I think what you're saying was, then make the most of today that's the day, because it's the day before something.
That's what I try to do.
Thank you, Bob. I'm so appreciative you've taken the time to be a part of Peace Talk. And that's themiracleLodge.com. If you'd like to know more about the things that Bob Bardwell does at his ranch, and we encourage you, listen to the message wherever you are today. You don't have to be there. The gospel has set you free from the limitations of what you might think life is all about. Thank you for being a part of Peace Talk today, because this is where you find hope, get help, and discover peace.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.